when he's the owner. He can't eat the korbanos. Rav Yehuda Omer kol hayom. He says all day. So the Gemara asks, what does kol hayom mean? So my kol hayom, Amar Rava, Rava says, lo nitzcha el aviyum yisof besos. The issue that kol hayom, he's marking all day, which means even if he's an owner, we pull him out of his house so he can be marking the korbanos. Amar li Abaye, Abaye says, how can that be? Hashtal Rav Yehuda, afukim afkinan le, a regular kohen hedgeled for Abaye, we remove from doing the avoda. Afukim afkinan le, the tanya, we learn a brayse, omei v'makiv al gabi ha-mizbeach. If he's standing and he's makiv on the mizbeach, v'shamash ha-mesel meis, and he heard that someone dies, you know, one of his proven dies, meniach avodoso v'yotze, he leaves the avoda, he comes down and leaves the avoda, the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi omer yigmor, and Rav Yossi says he can complete the avoda at that moment. But va'atar mark maksin le mitok peso. So the kohen, on one hand, Rav Yehuda so mask me, they're going to remove a kohen hedgeot. He's going to say that we're going to bring in a kohen gadol to do the avoda. Can't be. Elo amarava, my kol hayom. What does kol hayom mean? Lo marsher enu oved kol hayom. He shouldn't work the entire day when he's an onen. Gzeira shema yocha. We should do something to him so he should know. Let him stop midday or something like that so he knows his difference, lest he come to eat the kachem, which he's not allowed to do. So I'm like, this is where we're up to. Amalei Rav Ada Barava LaRava. So Rav Ada Barava says to Rava, Umi Gazer Rav Yehuda Shema Yochel. Does Rav Yehuda really take this gezeira really make this gezeira that we're concerned lest the Kohen Gadol come to eat when he's an Onin? V'hatnan, what about our Mishnah? V'hatnan, Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda said, Af Isha Cheres Maskina Lo. We prepare a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, lest his first wife die. Shema Tomus Ishto, and he has the problem with Beso. V'imayis ishto, and if his wife dies, avid avoda, he's doing the avoda, v'lo gazer Rav Yehuda shema yochel, and Rav Yehuda doesn't make the gzeirah, maybe he's going to eat. So Gemara says, wait a second, what are you talking about? This is Yom Kippur. No one's eating on Yom Kippur. Well, that's why he's not making the gzeirah here. So amalei hafi hashta, hasam came into Yom Kippurim, who, since it's Yom Kippur, the kuli amalo ka'achli, then nobody's eating, hu nami lo asi l'nechel. He's also not going to be going to eat. But hecha de kuli alma achli, but in a case, a regular day, when everybody else is eating, and he's an onin, we would be concerned that maybe he would eat to kach him. Right? So he says, but hecha de kuli alma achli, hu nami asi l'nechel. Yeah. And then the Gemara says again, v'chi hai gavna, what's going on in this whole case of Yom Kippur? He's not an onin. Why is he not an onin? We just spent the whole day yesterday. We spent the whole yesterday figuring out how he's going to be divorcing his wife all the time. At no point in time, the way it works out, would he be considered owning? Because if the wife dies or something like that, she's divorced retroactively. He's not even his wife at the time. He divorced her. That's the whole. If it works out, with all the tanaim. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Maybe he doesn't have halachic status of an owning. But a true day milo mitrad, is he still not going to be upset or concerned? I mean, he's divorcing his wife al tnai just because of this halachic requirement. But really, this is his wife. So if his wife dies, so he might not have to be an onen, but he's going to be busy himself. He's going to be concerned. He's going to be upset. Rashi says milo mitrad uba kachim ba'inan simcha. And when it comes to kachim, you need to be misameach and be in a simcha gedola. Dikseiv lechon esatim lemishcha kederek shamalachim ochlim. So yeah, you're right. He's not an owning with a capital Aleph. He's an owning with a lowercase Aleph, whatever. So he's not defined owning. He's just an owning. He's sad. So that's what aninus, that type of aninus would be chal. But the other answer still stands. We're not going to be concerned in Yom Kippur lest he come eat the kachim because nobody else is eating. On a regular day, Yehuda would be concerned lest he come to eat the kachim. That's why he says kol hayom, which means we'll remove him and not have him do the avodah. Even though he's allowed to do the avodah the whole day, when he's an onen, we'll remove him so he doesn't do the avodah. I guess we take him down. So Rashi says, Eino oved ad halayla, right? Ad halayla. Ab halayla, in bala haktir chalav emurim yaktir. You can go at night, because at night it's only the rabbanon, that first day. Okay. Next Mishnah. So now we're continuing with the process that they do with the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. So he has 7 days, he's in isolation, he's sequestered. And now the Gemara and Mishnah says, what do they do all those 7 days? Kol Shivas Hayamim, all those 7 days, who Zorik as Hadam, he's the one who performs certain avodas in the base of Mikdash. He throws the blood, Rashi says, Shal Tamidim. He throws the blood of Tamidim, Kadesha Yirogel, so he can be, it's practice. Umezumam of those Yom Kippurim, since he's prepared for the avodah of Yom Kippur. Seems to be that maybe the Kohanim, this Kohen Gadol, which goes into all our play that we said before, didn't know how to do the avodah. So maybe they're tzukin, maybe they're changing every year. He doesn't know what's going on, so they have to prepare him. So So Kol Shivas Yom Hu Zorikas Adam Umaktiras HaKetores, and he goes into the Kodesh twice a day to burn the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Umetiv Es HaNeros, and he sets up, Metiv, he sets up, he prepares the candles. Rashi says, what is Metiv Es HaNeros? Medashi Mina Ofar, he removes the ash, and the psilos, and the wicks, Shekavu, that went out, because it burns all night. In the morning he goes in and he cleans out the Neros. Right? The Kain Kol Yom Vayom, he does it every day. Meitivam Baboker, he prepares them in the morning. Shenemar Baboker, Baboker Beitivo Asaneros. The Chol Yom, and every day, Maktir Ketores Behechal, every day you Maktir Ketores inside by the Mizbeach HaZahav, Pras B'Shachas, Pras B'Narayim, half in the morning, whatever the measurement is, half in the morning, half at night, so you do it twice a day. Umeitiv Asaneros, Umakriv Es Harosh Ves Haregel, and he's the one, I guess with the Korban Tamid, he puts on the fire the head and the thigh, I guess. Vishar Kol Yomim, and now all days other than Yom Kippur, this is just the right that the Kohen Gadol, he has first rights. Vishar Kol Yomim, Imratzu Lahakriv Makriv, if you know they can do a pious all they want. The Kohen Gadol comes in and says, it's me, he's got it. He can do whatever, he can do the Avoda. Shakohen Gadol Makriv Chelik Barishon, Barosh, that's the first portion. He can be Makriv first, Venotel Chelik Barosh, and he gets the first portion. So he can do whatever he wants. On these 7 days, you know, we make sure that he's practicing with these items. The Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the author of our Mishnah? Whose Shita is our Mishnah in accordance with? So our Gemara answers, well, we know who it's not in accordance with. So his Gemara says, right? Amar Rav Hakizda Dilok Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? The E Rabbi Akiva, you have to remember also what's going on with the Kohen Gadol, we mentioned also, all 7 days he's being sprinkled with the Efer of the Parah Aduma, with the Mechatas. Lest he was Ptami Mace beforehand, so we were sprinkling. According to some Shitas was every day, according to some Shitas only day 3 and day 7, and he tried to do it so that it falls out on that fourth day falls out on a Shabbos. So he says, but he's being sprinkled with the para, with the Efa Paraduma. And Rabbi Kiva holds, you Rabbi Kiva, Ha'amar, he says, Tahor Shenafla Lav Hazah Tamaso. So if someone who is Tahor, who gets sprinkled with the Efa Paraduma, he becomes Tame. So we're sprinkling this guy, lest he was Ptami Mace. But if he wasn't Tamei Mace, we're making him Tamei with the Efer Paraduma, according to Rabbi Akiva. And if he's Tamei, how's he doing the Avoda? How can he do the Avoda all 7 days, right? He says, right, Mantana, Amar Chizda, the local Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, Ha Amar Tahor, Shenaflo, Alav Hazara, Tameso, makes him Tamei. And so, Hechi Avid Avoda. Where do we know this? Ditanya, we have the following Brisa. Okay, remember, Ditanya, this Pasuk says, the full pasuk is v'hiza ha'tahor ala tamei by yom hashlishi. You sprinkle the tahor sprinkles on the tamei on the third day, or by yom hashvi on the seventh day. V'chitao by yom hashvi, he came to his begadav v'rochas b'mayim v'tahor ba'erev. Okay, so it's sprinkled. So v'hiza ha'tahor ala tamei. So the Gemara says al ha'tamei, the tahor sprinkles on the tamei. The darsha is al ha'tamei tahor. If you sprinkle it on a tamei person, he becomes tahor. V'al ha'tahor tamei. If you sprinkle it on a tahor person, he becomes tamei. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Those are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The Chacham Mormon, the Chacham say, no, Ein Hadvarim Halalu Amurim Ela B'Dvarim HaMikavlim Tuma. They say, no, that doesn't mean that. It just means it's coming to teach you that these things only work if you sprinkle it on something that is Mikabal Tuma. But if you accidentally sprinkle it on something that's not Mikabal Tuma, then it's going to be considered not a sprinkling, it's going to be considered an avoda. And if you do work with the Mechatas are Pasul, and you have to go ahead and make new Mechatas, which we'll see in a minute. This is Yerashi says, Rashi says, "Chamim Omrim." What is Alatame L'Drasha? The Alatame, which Rabbi Akiva said to Darshan, that only it's Matara the Tame and it's Matame the Tahor. Chamim Omrim Alatame L'Drasha Asar. It's coming from a different Drasha. Lomar She'ein Divrei Hazah Amurim. The idea of it being considered a sprinkling of Mechatas is only B'Dvarim HaMekabel Tuma. If you sprinkle on something that theoretically could be Mekabel Tuma. But if you sprinkle on something that's not Mekabel Tuma, I don't know, an animal, a plastic cup or something like that, Ein Hazah Hanitezes Alav Keru Hazia. It's not considered a sprinkling. V'nafkamina, and the nafkamina is Shehashirayim Sheish Ba'Aizov, the other water that's still left in the kli, Sheyari Psulehin, it becomes pasul, because what you just did now was do a voda with the mechatas. Now I do a voda with the mechatas. If it's not a sprinkling, what is it? It's work. So the leftovers can't be used. You'd have to make new ones. So if a kidetanan, he quotes in the Mishnah. So this Mishnah is in, like I'm assuming, in Parah. So come to sprinkle and niskavin lahazos ala behema. He had intent for whatever reason to sprinkle the mechatas on an animal. An animal, when it's alive, is not makabel tumah. It's not tummy, right? So his intention to sprinkle on something that's not makabel tumah, he's ala adam, but he ended up sprinkling it on the person. So he didn't really do avoda, but he didn't have intent for this person. Okay? So v'hiza adam, im yesh be'ezov, if there is still left over in the kli where the water, where the mechatas is, yishana, do it again. Because you did a sprinkling, it didn't accomplish anything, because you didn't have the right intent, but it's not considered an avoda, because you did it onto something that's makabel tumah. But, niskavi lahazos ala adam, if you have an intent to sprinkle it on the person, v'hiza ala behema, and instead you sprinkled it onto an animal, which is something that's not makabel tumah, so im yesh be'ezov, even if there's left over in the kli, lo yishana, you cannot take that from there, because now what you just did was an avoda with mechatas, because you sprinkled it on something that's not makabel tumah. That is the shita of the Rabban, and that's where he learns out from the word tameh, as opposed to Rabbi Kiva, who learns out that from tameh, he teaches you that if you sprinkle it on the tameh person, it becomes tahor, you sprinkle it on the tahor person, it becomes tameh. That proves, allegedly, that proves that our Mishnah cannot be in accordance with the shita of Rabbi Kiva, because if that's the case, we're sprinkling it on the Kohen Gadol, well, then how is he doing the avodah all seven? He's tameh. Right? So Gemara is going to give,
surely the Kohen Gadol is,
right.
So,
but he doesn't become tummy. If you sprinkle it on him, he doesn't become tummy. Rabbi Kiva says, but the moment you, if I'm tahor and you put the
I understand his teacher.
So the chachamim say that's not true. The Gemara says, what do they learn out? They learn out that if you accidentally sprinkle the water onto something that's not makabel tumah, then you can no longer use that water in the cup.
Oh, that's all they.
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, my time with the Rabbi Kiva. So what's this reason for Rabbi Kiva? Why does he learn this? Right? My time with Rabbi Kiva. So he says, Nichna Brahmana Vihiza Hatar Alav. Right? The Pasuk says, Vihiza Hatar Alatame. Why? The previous Pasuk said already that you were Mazia on the person who's Tame. So just say Vihiza Alav. Why have to say, call him Tame again? Right? Vihiza Hatar Alatame. My Alatame. Shema Mina teaches you Alatame Tahor. Sprinkle on the tummy person, he becomes tahor. Sprinkle on the tahor person, becomes tamei. The Rabbanon says, no. Hi, the dvarim, hamekavim tumo hu da'asa. That's only discussing that's considered a sprinkling. If you sprinkle it on something, that theoretically could be kavim tumo. Aval hacha kavachomer hu. But here it's a kavachomer. Right? In ala tamei tahor, if it provides purity, right? If it tried to force something that's impure, right? Ala tamei tahor, alatar lo kosher gain, then it's not, of course, if you put it on something that's already tahor, it's not going to make a tummy, it's a kosher gain. It doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, you're right, it doesn't make sense, but we all know that the paraduma is a chok. This is the chok, says Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, hainu dekamer Shlomo, this is what Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, amarti echkama, liyirichok mimeni. Right, the full pasuk is kol zeo, liseisi v'chachma, amarti echkama, liyirichok mimeni. I ask for wisdom, and I got all the wisdom, and this is still distant from me. I don't understand it. Right? It makes somebody who's tamei tahor, and makes somebody who's tahor tamei. Right? So Rabbanan say, no. What is that pasuk referring to? That pasuk is referring to something else. Rabbanan hahu limazeh, the one who's sprinkling, ulimazin, and the one who's getting sprinkled upon, right? Limazeh ulimazin Allah of tahor, they are tahor, v'hanogeya v'han tamei. But the person who touches it would be tamei. So if I sprinkle it, I guess you're not touching it when you sprinkle it, you're using the hyssop thing, right? You're flinging it, right? So the person who sprinkles remains tahor. The person who gets sprinkled upon gets tahor. But if somebody touches it, they become tamei. That's what Shlomo Melech understands according to the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, wait a second. How can you tell me that the person who's sprinkling remains tahor? The Pasuk says, umazeh mehanida, the one who sprinkles the mehanida, yichabes begadav. He has to wash his clothing. Which not only does he become tamei, his clothing becomes tamei. Right? The full pasuk is v'ha'yisalem lechukas olam. That's the chukah. Umazem me'anida, the one who sprinkles the me'anida, yichabes begadav. He has to wash his clothing. V'anogeyav me'anida yitmar arev. And the person who touches is yitmar arev. So we have in the pasuk one is sprinkling and one is touching. So how can you tell me that the sprinkler does not become tamei? The pasuk says he becomes tamei even to the point where he has to wash his clothing. So the Gemara says no. So my mazeh, what does mazeh mean over there? It means no geya, it means he touches it. He says, how can we touch it? Then the pasuk says touching it. The last words of the pasuk are v'hanogeya b'mei nida yitmad arev. So how can mazeh be nogeya? It's already in the pasuk. He says v'haksiv mazeh v'haksiv nogeya. The Gemara says v'od, and also mazeh boi kibus begadim. So sprinkling, that we just said before, is even more chamor, that it requires his clothing to becomes a rishon, and his clothing even becomes tamei. Whereas the nogeya lo boi kibus begadim. So Gemara says elam mai mazeh. What does mazeh mean? Mazeh doesn't mean the toucher, and it doesn't mean the sprinkler. It means noseya. It means the one who's carrying it. The one who carries the mechata. So his tumas masa, I guess, that he's carrying it. So the Gemara says, v'nichta rachmana noseya. So let the Torah write noseya. Why is it writing it the lashon of mazeh, which means sprinkling, if it means it's talking about the one who's noseya? So say noseya. Say what you mean. Don't leave it up to interpretation. Say exactly what you mean. So the Gemara says, my time aksiv mazeh, what is it? Benifta Rachmana Moseya, my time aksiv mazeh, hakamash malan, he comes to teach you, dibainan shi'ur haza'a. In order for the person who's carrying the mechatas to become tamei, he has to be carrying the requisite shear that is needed in order to sprinkle onto somebody, which is not such a big shear. But if he's carrying less than that, he wouldn't be mekabel tumah. Again, it's not such a great answer. But as Gemara says, so right, he says, "Dva'inan shi'ur hazah." And so now the Gemara says, okay, that's fine. Hani chalamanda amar hazah tzricha shi'ur. That's all fine and dandy, according to the Shita, who says that in order to sprinkle on, you need a certain amount, there's a certain shi'ur, right? El lamanda amar hazah ain't tzricha shi'ur ma'ikalam emar. Well, there are those who say that there's no shi'ur. So there is no concept of a shi'ur. So what are you talking about? So Gemara says, no, I feel lamanda amar hazah ain't tzricha shi'ur. The one who says hazah ain't shmichas shir, that's talking about how much needs to be sprinkled on the person. But in the cup, there needs to be a shir. So everyone holds a certain amount, there's a certain shir that needs to be available. Just a question of whether or not there's a shir for how much has to be sprinkled on the individual. He says, Gemara says, afilu man damar hazah ain't shmichas shir, hani mili agava de gabra. That's the sprinkle on the person, right? And Rashi says, Kol shehu nosin alav mitaro. Anything that you sprinkle on him would create the tara. Aval b'mana, but in the kli itself, tzricha shir. Everyone agrees that you need a shir. And therefore, the person who's carrying it would only become tameh if he's carrying this amount, this shir. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah, also a Mishnah Parah, I'm assuming. We have Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Hey. The Tnan, kama yebahen, how much has to be in the kli, v'yeh kidei hazah, and that can be enough to be considered kosher for sprinkling. Kidei sheyitbol roshe givulin v'yoseh. I guess to put the tips in. I guess the tips of the branches to put the tips in. I'm not sure how he translates that.
Exactly.
Okay, put the tips in v'yoseh, and then be able to sprinkle off of that, which is a very small shear, I guess. Okay, that's so. What we just said right now, this whole thing we went through was to prove that our Mishnah is not in accordance with Rabbi Akiva, because our Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah all 7 days. Rabbi Akiva just proved, held, that it can't be him, because he holds that when you get sprinkled with the Mechatas, or the Paraduma, you become Tameh, and if you're Tameh, you can't do the Avodah, so it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Comes Abaye and says, no, even Abaye. It's a simple answer. That's what I thought it would go right away. Abaye Omar, I feel tame Rabbi Akiva. Even say this goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a problem that you can't do the avodah when you're tummy. I'll say it outside first. So big deal. Let him do the avodah all day. 10 minutes before sunset, sprinkling with the Efer Paraduma, he becomes tummy for then, goes to the mikvah, and sunsets a minute later, and then tomorrow he can do the avodah. What's the big deal? You can figure out the timing. Just do it right. That's what he says. Abaye Amar Fidu Tame Rabbi Akiva. The Abed Avodah Kula Yoma. He does the avodah all day. The Lepanya, which I think means towards the end of the day, Madu aloiha, the dialect and the Zion in Aramaic switch. So Madu aloiha, they sprinkle on him. V'tavil, and he goes to the mikvah. V'tavil ha'er of shemesh. I guess, and he does the mikvah, and he does the work after sunset, right? Because you just do 5 minutes before sunset. He's good to go. And because you don't need to the whole day, you just need ha'er of shemesh. Just in this case, make sure that you do the sprinkling before you give him enough time to go to mikvah before sunset. Okay. That is that. So okay. So according to Abaye. Sorry?
And not to eat until after.
Well, no, the eating is, this is during the 7 days beforehand.
Yeah, but didn't it say in the Mishnah that he can eat whatever...
If he's an Onan...
No, in this Mishnah it says
He can eat whatever he wants.
He can eat whatever he wants.
Well, but that's any day he can eat whatever he wants. Here, any day he can take. Why can't he eat? We never said, we said that he can't eat as when he's doing the
brachas.
What?
But when can we eat, when we say Kriyat Shema, the time that the Kohanim,
Right, I know, but, saying, but where here did he say that, I missed that, where did he say that he can't eat?
The very last thing in the Mishnah, and he had the right to take any portion.
Yeah, as, all year he has the right to take any portion that he wants, so any day he can take any portion that he wants.
Right.
But make sure he doesn't.
He can't eat it until.
Oh, okay. So, the, so those ten minutes, don't you can't eat because your stomach. Okay. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, right? The Mishnah said, now the Mishnah's going to go into the order. And there's going to be a lot of Mishnayos in Yoma and later on in the Masechta that talks about the Paisim and the order of the day of what happened.
One second, why are we forgetting about who the Mishnah was going according to?
Mishnah could be according to both now. It could be according even according to Rabbi Kiva. The first Shita said it can't be according to Rabbi Kiva.
Right. Okay.
Second says, no, we can even fit into Rabbi Kiva. You're right. In a Hanami, he becomes Tameh when you sprinkle him with the Eifa Paraduma, but it's going to be just Tameh for those 10 minutes at the end of the day, and I'll do the Avodah throughout the whole day. So now we're going to go into order, right? And we say it every day. We say, Abaye, Havai, Mesadr, Seda, Maracha, Mishnah, the Gemara, the Liba, Dava, Shol, the order of the day, as you say in the Karbanos, it's really Gemara and on Daflam and Dalid. But here the Gemara is now going to start asking, so we have orders that are set in Maseches Yoma. There's an order that comes out in Maseches Tamid. They seem to be contradictory. And we're going to try to figure out, who holds what. Maybe it's a different Tanoim. Maybe they're discussing different things. But we're going to see that there's apparent stira between here and Maseches Tamid. We're going to say, oh, there's a different Tanoim. And then we say, oh, but there's an apparent stira between, if Yoma is all one Tana, then there's an apparent stira between the Mishnah here and other Mishnahs later on in Yoma as to the order. And then we're going to have to answer that. So that's what that's the footprint of what we're doing. So the Mishnah said here, Umakir Sakatoris, what he does is he burns the Katoris and then Umakir Saneros. So Alma, see from here, Katoris Beresha, first comes the Katoris, the Hadar Neros. I mean, good to have a sitter, we have the list of what goes on. The Hadar Neros. So Katoris, then Neros seems to be indicated from our Mishnah. Or we may know, but I'll ask Astira from the following. These are the Mishnais and Tamid. It says Misha Zaka Bedishon Hapnimi. The Mishnayos there go through the order. So there's three separate Mishnayos that could give more detail. But here, just bringing the highlights of those Mishnayos. Number one was Misha Zaka Bedishon Mizbeach Hapnimi. The person who cleans off the inner Mizbeach. You have to clean off the inner Mizbeach because you burnt the Ketores last night, and you get to clean off in the morning. Misha Zaka B'Menorah. The person who was Zochet for the Menorah seems to me cleaning the Menorah. You don't, according to Rashi, according to Moshitos, you only light the Menorah in the evening, right? It says that the Menorah candles have to burn Tamid. What does Tamid mean? Tamid can either be all the time, which is how the Rambam interprets it, or Tamid can be every day. Make sure you do it.
Isn't
there a Malchus
if they have one of the lamps on all the time?
That's also, that's Nehemar Rabbi. We'll get to that also. That's the thing, whether Nehemar Rabbi is lit the whole time or not. Right. So, Misha Zachar, so the Mishnayis and Tamid say, Misha Zachar, but Isham is Mecha Pnimi, then Misha Zachar, but Menorah, and the third Mishnah is Misha Zachar, but Ketores. Here, Menorah comes before Ketores. It's flipped. Our Mishnah had Ketores before Neros. So Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said it's not a problem. Man Tana Tamid. Who's the anonymous author of the Mishnayos and Maseches Tamid? That's Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. So Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. And so he's the author there. And in Yoma, it's different authors. So it's a Machlokas Tanoim. The Gemara says it can't be that Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah is the author of the Mishnayos and Tamid. Because we're going to prove now that there's a Mishnah in Tamid, and Rav Shimon Ben Ish HaMitzvah argues on that Mishnah. So if he's the author, how's he arguing? Right? The opposite we learned. It's not. We have the following Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeah for Korban Ola. So the certain different Korbanos have different requirements how you sprinkle it. The Korban Chatas, for example, needs to have the blood put on each of the four corners. The Korban Ola is Shdayim Shem Arba. It's two that are four, meaning you sprinkle it on the corners, and you have the blood, like you sprinkle it here so it spreads to the side. You do it on two opposite, on this side and on this side, whether you so it is, and it goes onto both sides. So that's it's Shtayim Shem Arba. We also say it in Ezra Kolm, we say it in Karbanos. So the Gemara says, so Mishnah says there, Tnan, Balo Lekerem Mizrachis Tzfonis, he comes to the northeast corner, so no same Mizrach Tzfona. He sprinkles it onto the corner, so it reaches the eastern side of the Mizbeach and the northern side of the Mizbeach. Ma'arabis Deromis, he comes to the southwest side, which is the opposite side, he comes to the southwest side of the Mizbeach, no same Ma'arabah Deroma. He sprinkles it once. It spreads to both the south and the west side. Shtayim Shein Arba. V'tani Allah, and there's a brisa that's taught on that Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah says, Mishaneh B'tamin. He changes it when it comes to Korban Tamid, meaning Korban Tamid is an Ola. He says, you're right, in all Korban is Ola, Yerushalayim Shem Arba. When it comes to Korban Tamid, we're just going to read what he says now. His reasoning we'll get to, I think, tomorrow or the next day. He says, Shimon Isha Mitzvah, Mishaneh B'tamid. He says, Mizrachit Tzvonis. When you get to the northeast corner, he agrees, no same Mizrachit Tzvona. You do it one, that equals two. But Ma'arovas Daromis, when you get to the opposite side, on the southwest side, no tame Arava, you sprinkle one on the west, the Acharkach no same Daroma, and then once on the south, meaning on the southwest side, he doesn't do one that equals two, he does two separate ones. Again, why he says that, we'll get to. But you see, here he's arguing on the Mishnah and Tamid. So how can he be the anonymous author of the Mishnah and Tamid if he's arguing on the Mishnah and Tamid? So, Ella, Amar Rav Yochanan says, no, Man Tana Seder Yoma. Who's the anonymous author of the Mishnah in Yoma? That's Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. It's going to be Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. So again, it's a machlokes tanoim between the Mishnah here, which is Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, and the anonymous Chachamim in Maseches Tamid. Here, Rav Shimon Mitzvah is going to say that the Ketores comes before the Neros, Katatavas HaNeros, cleaning out the Mishnah. And there, in Tamid, they said the opposite. Right, Tosafot just points out that they had a machlokes, couldn't figure out who's the anonymous author. It seems that they had a Mesorah, that Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah was the anonymous author of something in the Seder Hayom. They just couldn't figure out, they didn't know exactly which way it was. Rahuna Kibel, the Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, the Rabbanan Plige B'Seder Ravota. He had a Kabbalah, the Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, and the Rabbanan argued about the order of the Avoda, of a Lo Yoda Heches Virle. He just didn't know which was which. Now we prove that it's Yoma is Rav Shimon Mitzvah, and the Chachamim, the Rabbanan are Tamid. The Gemara says, fine. You answer the Stira between Yoma and Tamid. But now you're telling me that Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah is the anonymous author of the Mishnayos of Maseches Yoma, I'm going to ask you an internal contradiction within the Mishnayos of Maseches Yoma. So, Rami Seder Yoma, Seder Yoma. That's not. So the Mishnah is saying, on Daf Chav Hei, Pais Hasheni. They had different lots, different lotteries that they would do, and whoever would win the lottery would then do the Avoda. So, right, in Israel, the Pais, right? That's the, right, Pais Hasheni. What's the second lottery? It's Mishochet. I guess who's going to shech the Korban Ola? Mi Zorek, who's going to throw the blood of the Korban Ola? Mi Medashim Mizbeach HaPnimi, who's going to clean out the inner Mizbeach? Mi Medashim Es HaMenorah, who's going to clean out the Menorah? Okay, so the Pai Sheni has cleaning out the Menorah. Mi Male Avarim Lekeves, and who's going to bring up the limbs onto the ramp? That's Pai Sheni. Pai HaShlishi, which is the next lottery, which means the people that are coming next, Pai HaShlishi, we say, Chadoshim Liketores Bo Mi Pisu. All those who have not yet in their lifetime been mocked of the Ketores should come and be part of the lottery. So you see here, and the order is the menorah is before the Ketores, as opposed to our Mishnah, which had the Ketores before the menorah, which is an apparent stira, internal stira in the Mishnais in Yoma, which you say are authored by Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. It's interesting here, we say Chadosh and Lektores. We all know that the reason is because only the new people have yet in their lives brought the Ketores, because the Kabbalah is that Ketores was Ma'ashir. You've been mocked with the Ketores, it made you wealthy, and therefore, you people who did it once shouldn't do it again, at least until everybody in the group has had their opportunity to do it at least once. We learned that it's extended to Sandikus by the Bris Milah. You say that, you know, Sandikus has the same idea as the Ketores, and you shouldn't be repeating, some people say, not to repeat the same person to be the Sonic, even though it seems to be the middle, that you always get the great-grandfather. So that kind of comes from here. So you see here, but getting back to it, you have an apparent stira. Our Mishnah says, preparing the Neros comes first, before the Ketores, and the Mishnah over there, sorry, our Mishnah says the Ketores comes before the preparing of the Neros, and over there, it says, second lottery is the menorah, third lottery is the Ketores, meaning the menorah comes before the Ketores. So Amar Abaye lo kasha. There's no kasha. Kan ba'tovas shtei neros, kan ba'tovas chamesh neros. It's depending about the two neros or the five neros. There is a Kabbalah, it's agreed by everybody, that when they clean out the menorah, it's broken into two parts. First you clean out two, then there's another avoda in between, and then they clean out the five. But there's something in between cleaning out the two and the five. So you can answer the questions easily now. You can answer the question and say, what we're discussing is either two or the five. The problem is going to be, there's a machlokas, is what that avoda that's in between the two and the five are. Some say it's going to be the Ketores that's in between the two and the five, and some say it's the sprinkling of the blood of the Korban Tamid that's in between the two and the five. So we'll get to that in a moment. But Rabbi says, it's no problem. Amar Rabbi, lo kasha, kan batavos shtei neros, kan batavos chamesh neros. Like Rashi says, it's the third wide line. Kan batavos shtei neros, lekamam leperik shlishi, and daflami gimel. Amrinin, we say, shemafsik, we take a break, batavos haneros. I did the other way around. It's first five, then two. Right? Mishahetiv chamesh. First you prepare five. Posek, you stop. Umamtin, and you wait. Achenasa avoda acheres bintayim. Till another avoda is done. Right? Vichozer umatir shtayim. And then you go back and you prepare the other two. Right? Upliga abashol v'rabonim. And abashol, who we say, we say in Karbanos, abashol and abayi have a machlokas about what the avoda in between the five and the two are. Right, the pliga above Rishol v'Rabbanon. Iklam and Amar b'Ketores Masik may luhu. One says that the Ketores is in between. The Iklam and Amar b'Shchitas HaTamid b'Zrichas Damo Masik luhu. And some say it's the Tamid and the throwing of the blood is what separates between the two. Right, and Lukam Mefarish time of the Asaka. We'll explain later on why you have this break between the five and the two. The Tanadidon, in our Mishnah, Tanadidon is going to hold Sfir Lei b'Ketores Masik luhu. It's good. The Ketores is what separates between the five and the two. So therefore, we can make answer our stira. One Mishnah is talking about the five comes before the menorah, and the other Mishnah is talking about the menorah coming before the two. That's how it's going to answer, right? B'tani didon sviuli b'ketores mafshich lehu hilkot hadik b'tani ketores bereisha. The Mishnah that says that the Ketores comes first, that's what tavah shtei neros kamar. The Ketores does come first. It comes before the preparing of the two neros. V'hadik b'tani tavah bereisha, the ones that the preparing of the menorah comes before the Ketores. That's about Tavis Chamesh Rishonus Gamar. Let's talk about the first five Neros. So we've got no problem with the Stira. The Gemara says, Amar Abayi again, Lo Kasha, Kan V'Chamesh, V'Tavis Shtei Neros, Kan V'Tavis Chamesh Neros. And the Gemara says, L'Meimra, do you mean to tell me, L'Meimra, did the Ketores Mafsik Lehu? That it's the Ketores, now we know when the Gemara is going to say, you tell me the Ketores, that's the Avoda that separates between the five and the two? V'Abaye, but Abaye, Misadar, Maracha, Mishmei, the Gemara, it says, B'dama Tamid Mafsik Lehu. Rabbaye says that it's the Dam of the Kam Tamid that's Mafsik between the two. Your whole answer is premised on the fact that we can separate the five and the two and put the Ketores in between. So the five is before the Ketores, and the Ketores before the two. But what if you hold that it's not the Ketores that's in between the five and the two? Then you're going to have a problem. Either the Ketores is all before, or the Ketores is all after. So Amri, he says, Lokasha. That when Rabbaye says that the blood is the item that separates between the five and the two, Lokasha Ahila Avashol. That's according to Avashol. That's what we say in Karbanos. Right? Let's see if he has it here. Right. I could just look in the Mishnah also in Baflam Gimel, but the Grud didn't say. Okay, I took the one sinner, doesn't have it. Okay, so leave it to that. Okay, so he says, so the time, so Amri Le Lo Kasha, Hila Avashol, Avashol is the one said that the blood is in between the five and the two. Hala Rabbanan, and here, our Brises are talking about the Rabbanan, and say that the five and the two go in between. It's interesting that our Mishnayos are set up to be Stam, like Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, with the Shita of the Rabbanan, that what's in between the five and the two is the Ketores. So the Tanya, because I have a Brisa, Brisa says, right, the Avashol. So what does he say there? The Tavah Shnei. Right. Okay, but keep going. So here he's saying, Ketores comes first, but now, and then the blood is in between the five and the two. Okay. Mishneiros. So now. Great, exactly. And then after Tommy Tommy, Kodemus the Tavah Shnei Neros. Correct. Okay, so Avashol has the Ketores, Avashol has the Ketores beforehand, then the five, something else, then the five, then the blood, then the two, whereas the Rabbanan are going to have, I guess, the blood first, five, Ketores, two. Okay, the Tanya, the following Brisa. Mishnah, Brisa says, Lo yetiv es haneros, don't set up the candles, the achar kach yakir, and then makir the Ketores, meaning you can't have the Ketores, don't have the candles before the Ketores, ela yakir, you have to have the Ketores first, the achar kach yetiv, and then do the candles, right? Abashol Omer native First you do the candles, v'yachar kach makdir. Candles first, then the ketores, okay? So my time is Abishol. What's the reason for Abishol? The pasuk says, ba boker, every morning, behetivoes haneros. Every morning, behetivoes haneros, which is the whole pasuk. Dehikir alav aron ketores hasamim. You do the ketores hasamim, ba boker, ketores first. Behetivoes haneros, yaktirena. Oh, wait, behetivoes haneros, then you do the neros, and then yaktirena, which means you do the neros, as he says, the hadar yakirena, and then do the ketores. So first the neros, then the ketores. Rabbanon, Maika Amar. So how they answer that? Seems to be pretty clear in the Mishnah. Seems pretty clear in the Mishnah over there, or the price over there, that the neros come before the ketores. So Rabbanon, Maika Amar. So Maika Amar Rachmanon, but Idan Hatava Te Makir Ketores. He said no. What it means is during the time that the candles, I guess, are being done, that's when the ketores has to already be burning. That would be, I guess, the second, the latter two. During the time when the latter two neros are being cleaned out, at that time, the ketores needs to already be burning. All right. Let's go. Let's continue. Okay. The ilo temahachi, because if you don't say this, you know what? We'll stop here. We'll stop here. Okay, we'll stop here. And now we explain the stira between the two Mishnayos. A, we explain the stira between the Mishnayos here and in Tamid, and the internal stira between the Mishnayos here, which is not really a stira, it's just discussing different parts, the five and the two of the Neiros.